Hey y'all. How you doing? How you doing out there in the world? I pray you guys can really truly hear me over the water. I'm sitting next to a waterfall on a balcony. But I pray it's not too loud, but it's the perfect scenery for me, and I would love to give you guys a visual. I want to talk to you guys today. Of course, I talk to you guys every day. even when you can't hear me. I have my hot tea. I'm sitting at the table. And it's good and hot, too. And it's cold, y'all. It is cold. But I wanted to talk to you guys today about something that I feel as though has been a life lesson in my life. And maybe in somebody else's. I know I always say that. But I think the topic today is playing catch up. Playing catch up. A lot of us have felt we have had to play catch up in more ways than one. I know I did. Think about it. For one, I know I played catch up, or I felt like I had to play catch up, because it's definitely a feeling, first and foremost, you guys. It's a feeling. It's also, if you ask me, it's a part of fear too, which is an illusion. So it's not real. A lot of times we find ourselves trying to play catch up and there's no need. We have the time that we have all the time we need, but you know, of course, society and everybody will make you feel like you running out of time. Again, I can attest for that. But in the beginning, you know, I jumped off the porch late. You know, I got to know what life really was about late. You know, I felt I had to play catch up. I felt I had to play catch up. There were things that I needed to learn early on that I didn't. And that's nobody's fault. I know that now, you know. I can honestly say at one time I blamed my mother or my parents. My mother more so, because she was there with me. You know, I blamed her. But, you know, when you get older, you realize, or as you get more experienced, let me say this right, because I'm more experienced. I'm more seasoned. I know a little bit more. I've seen a little bit more. So I can honestly say at this point, I just realized my mother gave me what she had. Ooh, that's hot. Like a lot of our parents do. They give us what they got. They give us what they got from their parents. And a lot of times it's traditions that, you know, I have let go of. A lot of them. Some of them you keep. Some of them you realize it's time to let go of. I think I burnt my tongue, y'all, that time. But yeah. And as we grow through life, we allow circumstances to put this pressure on us. We allow society to put this pressure on us to make us feel like we're moving out. I mean, we're losing out. Make us feel like we're losing out on something or missing out on something because we haven't done this yet, because we haven't done that at this age. You know how it go. All of us have heard it before, because a lot of us put that pressure on ourselves every day, and we have no need to. We don't have to, because we live in our own time and space. Everybody on their own clock. And life is more about living it more abundantly, not working till you can't do nothing else, or working till you don't know how to do nothing else, to be honest. Because you are trained based off old traditions. And we're in a new life. We're in a new world order. We're in a phase of life where things move a little bit quicker And it flows with our thought patterns, believe it or not. I think that's the simplest way to say that. Meaning, what you focus on is what you manifest. Nowadays, let's go back a little. Now, you know, at one time, even having children was a thing for me. You know, I felt like I was running out of time. So I pressed it. I pushed it. And that didn't help, you know. It definitely didn't get... And for those that don't know, let me say this. I am a mother. I've always been a mother. I've mothered many children, even some of yours. So I haven't yet to give birth to any children. But that don't make me any less of a mother. Let's get that understood. For a lot of people that feel like I can't understand, or there's no way I don't, or I can't sympathize, you know, empathize, any of that, when all of that matters. Because before you become a mother, you are a mother for most of us. Because it is a few of us that still are learning how to mother. And a lot of that is due to how they were mothered, you know. Traditions, generational stuff getting carried down, because it happens. And we have to be more accepting of this is what it is, so that we can move past these things. Time isn't the way the world has presented time to us. It's really an illusion, you guys. We can slow down and smell the flowers and smell the roses and listen to the water flow. It's okay to. Matter of fact, it comes a time when you have to take a time out. You're supposed to. You're not just supposed to work for the sake of working. You're supposed to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Because if not, you're just working. And you wonder why you feel the way you do. Time is on our side. Believe it or not. It's the truth. We all have our own individual clock. So there's no need to compare yours to the next. And there's no need to allow social media and society to fool you. My apologies, you guys. I should have put this on D&D. Let's do that now. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right for us to slow down. It's all right for us to take a break. It's all right for us to tap out, even from work, from family, from friends, from the world. Because that's what this new world order brought about. That's how it started. Making us sit down with self. Take a moment. Sit down somewhere. You know? I can think about many times in life and probably some things that have created some cycles in my life based on me just feeling like I had to play catch up. If you ask me, I don't know why this is funny, but if that's the case, I've caught up. I'm all caught up now because I get it, you know. I get it. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to enjoy life. It's okay to enjoy relationships that come in and out of your life. It's okay to enjoy friends. It's okay. It's okay. Take the pressure off. Release it. Because that's where heaven is. I heard that too. That's some heaven here on earth. It's not so, a lot of this is not so separated as we have been taught. Or, you know, yeah, as we have been taught, or as a lot of us have learned. You know, it's not. It's all about your belief. What you choose to believe is how your life will honestly go. If you choose to believe that you always got to play catch up, that's what's going to happen. Because you're going to always move in that mold. I feel like at one point in time, I was still, for a long time, let me say that right. I was still moving on the time when I lived in Miami. And Miami was home for me. For a long time, you know, even before I moved there, that was a place I always wanted to be. I have a lot of family in Miami. That was a place I visited as a kid, and then eventually I moved there. But when I moved back to Georgia and other places, it's like I was still running on that time in Miami. And a lot of people that don't know, well, let me say this, because maybe it ain't just Miami, in the streets of Miami, time move a little bit faster. And I feel as though when I came back, when I left, I was still moving on that same clock. Like I had to play catch up, like, because I lost a lot. I lost a lot. And I ain't talking about money. I lost a lot. That's a whole nother conversation, and that's coming soon. For those that know me, you know what I mean. A lot of us moving so fast, we missing things. You missing things along the way. You making mistakes. You bumping your head. You tripping up. You falling because you moving so fast, because you feel like, you know, the faster you move, the quicker you get it done. But it don't have to be like that. I understand what's trying to happen because I understand what I was trying to do. But it comes, and you're going to notice when it's time for you to slow down, because certain things are going to start happening back to back to back to back. Like, hold up. And when things keep popping up, especially the same thing in your life, people, please, family, please pay attention to it. So that's called one of them red flags. It ain't necessarily bad. It's just something you need to pay attention to. It's a red flag. It's sticking up like you're like, hold your thumb up. Like you trying to catch, like you hitchhiking. It's a red flag. It keeps popping up, you know, for a reason, for you to pay attention to, not for you to ignore, not for you to continue to sweep under the rug like it's going to go away. No, it's going to pop up again because you're going to trip over it.
Because you swept it under the rug. Where else does it go?